Local developers who want to add to the region's housing stock but are continually tied up by red tape, NIMBY opposition at municipal councils, and drawn-out legal challenges at the Ontario Land Tribunal, have banded together to try to change the narrative. Build Urban is a collective of developers, including Gaslight District owner HIP Developments, whose goal is to work with municipalities to get shovels in the ground and build more homes. We are in a housing crisis, and collaboration between local governments, the development industry and other stakeholders is necessary to accelerate the construction of new homes, said Melissa Durrell, CEO of Durrell Communications and spokesperson for Build Urban, in an email to Cambridge Today. By working together, we can find tangible solutions that address the urgent need for housing across our region. The region has a 10-year housing target of 70,000 new homes by 2031, which will require an average of just over 7,500 annual housing starts in Kitchener, Cambridge, and Waterloo for the next 8 years. The group says the region's municipalities have fallen well short of that goal, with under 4,800 housing starts reported in 2023. In recent estimates, the region's population will reach around 1 million people by 2051, making it more important than ever to focus on building homes and fast. In Cambridge, Durrell says that the city is no exception when it comes to the backlog of approvals and red tape these developers claim they're facing when looking to build. It's difficult to pinpoint what exactly is holding the city of Cambridge back from expediting the construction of new homes, said Durrell. Based on the experience of our members, there are many contributing factors, including lengthy approvals processes, outdated zoning regulations, infrastructure limitations, community opposition, and a lack of political will. The group recently met with Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett, Cambridge MPP Brian Riddell, and Ontario Minister of Housing Paul Calandra to discuss how they can get past some of the bureaucratic holdups. During this meeting, they spoke about Bill 185, or the Cutting Red Tape to Build More Homes Act, 2024, and how this could impact their efforts to get shovels in the ground. Build Urban is looking to be at the forefront of the charge to reach the provincial goals for housing, and have already begun working with municipal and regional staff on how to get there. Addressing the housing crisis requires an all-hands-on-deck approach, said Durrell. Build Urban is committed to helping the region reach these housing targets, providing expertise, evidence-based policy recommendations, and support to ensure the necessary homes are built to accommodate a growing population. The group points to legislation around inclusionary zoning for transit hubs the city of Kitchener recently passed as a benchmark other municipalities, including Cambridge, should strive for. This policy split between municipalities in the region is proving to be difficult for developers, as there is no cohesive process for building across all three cities and rural towns. As a group, Build Urban looks to change that and get everyone on the same page. We are one of the fastest growing regions in Canada, and yet we are falling behind when it comes to building homes for our residents, added Durrell. By collaborating with all levels of government and stakeholders, we are confident that we can find innovative solutions that will lead to the construction of homes in Cambridge and across the region.